Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello, lovely people, and welcome back to the Bounce Back Better podcast. I'm your host, Hillary Saxton, as I'm sure you're aware by now. And today we are going to talk about something that I think we all suffer from at times, me included. Everything I talk about on my podcast, I suffer from too. So we're all amongst good company. So we're going to get real about that shadow that often lurks in the corners of our mind and holds you back from success. We're going to talk about imposter syndrome. It's that sneaky feeling that despite all of your accomplishments, you're just faking it. And soon enough, everyone's going to find out. Well, guess what? It's way more common than you think. And you don't have to let it hold you back. I'm going to give you some tips today that can help you work through imposter syndrome if you suffer from it a little bit or a lot. And you might not always suffer from it heavily, but it could be there. So it's not picky. It affects anyone and everyone. No matter their level of success, no matter their age, and no matter our age or our level of success, it's like an unwelcome guest in the mind, really, and it's whispering doubts and breeding uncertainty. So let's look at why it shows up, and we're going to look at some things that you can do to get rid of it, because we want to have the best life, and it's all of these little things that I talk about in the podcast that when we work on them, we do make a better life for ourselves. Alrighty, why? Why is there, or why are you potentially suffering from imposter syndrome? Well, it can stem from perfectionism. High achievers often set really excessive, lofty goals for themselves. And when they fail because, you know, the standards have been set too high, they feel like frauds. Even if they really are excelling, but if you're a perfectionist, then that's something you must take a look at. Because remember, getting things done is better than not starting. And often we don't start things because we want them to be perfect. We can always go back and fix things up. And I challenge you to do that. So if you're not taking any action on toward that thing because you don't think it's you, perhaps you want to be a property developer for my property developers out there. But you think, I'm not a property developer. I've never done one yet. Now, this is a conversation I have a lot with the people that I work with because they're new to property development. But this could be in anything that you do, something you're new to that you don't own yet, as in you don't own that identity yet. And you give yourself a whole, well, that's not who I am. I had this conversation with Georgia yesterday. I always talk about Georgia on my podcast, my daughter. We were talking about values and beliefs and the schemas that you have, you know, the way you run your life and how you make your decisions and who you identify as. So if you are wanting to be a particular person, you're wanting to be an author. You know, when I wrote my book, did I feel like an author? No, but I wrote every day, well, most days. And if you're wanting to be a property developer, if you're wanting to be a hairdresser, if you're wanting to be anything, you have to identify as that. I think for women, and you probably notice as I talk on the podcast, I have notes and I have ideas that I want to get through so you understand. But I try and have ideas that you can go, oh, yes, that makes sense to me. And I think we can use motherhood as one. You don't feel like a mother until you have a baby. And sometimes that is the issue when it comes to imposter syndrome, when you're starting something new because you don't have or you haven't succeeded in that area or that thing, you haven't achieved it, then you don't feel like it's you. But you have to start somewhere. So high achievers, if you're looking for at perfectionism, or if you're setting that bar too high, you have to start believing that this is you. You have to identify as the person that you want to be the future you. Be that future you. Another reason we may have imposter syndrome is because of our upbringing and how our family's been structured. So if we were raised in environments that placed heavy emphasis on achievement, or our parents had high expectations, you might feel an intense pressure to succeed, or that would lead you to a feeling of not being good enough, which is imposter syndrome. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. And you have that feeling of you're faking it. And what this does is it leads to personal doubt. And we don't want that doubt, because we don't want that lack of self-confidence or that persistent self-talk of I'm not or I can't really coming into our head and stopping us jumping into or stepping into our potential. Because you, my friend, you have the right to be the person that you want to be. Another reason we can suffer from imposter syndrome is because it's a new challenge. So we are stepping into a new role or out of our comfort zone, and we're taking on new responsibilities, and that can trigger feelings of imposter syndrome. So we might have new things to do. Let's take, for example, this podcast. When I first started podcasting, and I have talked about this before, oh my goodness, the most frightening thing I've ever done. And I found it so hard, because I know that people listen, and I know that we can sometimes, you know, judge. And what if you were judging me? And what if you thought I wasn't good enough to do this? So I ask you, where in your life do you even think, am I good enough to do this? Am I this person? Can I do this? Because the more times you do that thing, the more you will step into the shoes of becoming that person. If you want to write a book, start writing every day. Let me know what it is that you want to do, that where you're struggling, where you feel like an imposter. Like I said, in the property development space, I often talk to people because they build a website generally, and it talks about property development, and they say, but I haven't done one yet. And that doesn't matter. You've done all of the education. You've done all the learning you need to do. You can still do that. This is the future you are stepping into. Another thing that I find, if you are really struggling with, you know, stepping into your new identity, or an identity that you've had for ages and you still feel like you're an imposter, is to talk about it more and more. Keep talking about who you are and what you do. So social conditioning as well, it's often how we feel about who we're supposed to be. And if we're around people that are very successful, we can measure ourselves against them. And when we measure ourselves against people or next to people who are already successful, it makes us feel like we're not. And we don't do that. I often say that about coaches. Could I have Tony Robbins as my coach? I couldn't. I need somebody who's just above me to show me the way, because I can look at them and think, yes, I can do that. But then when I look at somebody as big as Tony Robbins, if I wanted to be, you know, somebody like him, and on a small version, I probably am, but he's not who I aspire to be. But if I did, I couldn't work under him because the step is too big. And so I would feel like a full imposter. And that's just me, but maybe you are similar to that. So I always look to somebody who's just ahead of me, who's done what I want to do, and who can help me do that thing, or believe in myself, or step into what I want to do. And if we look at support, that's another thing. If we don't have the right level of support around us, that will really hinder our progress. And sometimes, I do feel this. This is one that I feel often, because this isn't my big job. I have a day job where I'm, you know, fully supporting people all the time, and I'm working in the world of property development, and I have a big world there. But this is so secondary for what I do, even though I'd love it to be way bigger. It's something that I do on the side, so it gets the least amount of attention from me and everybody else around me. And so there's not that full level of support there. Hence the reason you heard me say the other day, I'm about to hire another coach, because I need that energy. I need those people around me to excite me, to encourage me, to push me. That's what I need to do. And that's for my own. That's probably a little bit less imposter syndrome, but it's probably a little bit in there. And maybe that's stopping me moving forward with how I want you guys to see me, to have me in your world. Maybe. See, sometimes we don't actually spend the time to stop and unpack stuff. Oh, apart from 2 a.m. when we're awake. Who does that? Yes, I did that last night. The last 2 nights, there's a lot going on in my world and I've been up since 2 a.m. for a while. And that's when those conversations are happening. Do you do that? Oh, my goodness. And if you do, you're in good company. But that's not healthy, as we know. And, you know, I need to do things to stop that, which means what do you need to do to deal with those things? And if it's about imposter syndrome, what do you need to do so you unpack that stuff during the day so it's not happening in the night? Okay. And then success. Sometimes we don't feel like we are successful enough to warrant the merit that we really do own, have, or I don't even know what the word is there, that we have achieved, I suppose. And I've talked about comparison, and we do compare ourselves with others in a world amplified by social media and highlight reels of others' success. Comparing ourselves, it's just so wrong. And it will lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. So don't do it. Don't look at people's show reels and believe that they are their real lives. They are not. I've been very honest with you this morning, the last 2 days, up in the night, stressing about a couple of things that I need to deal with. But we all do stuff like that. And then if you look at my social media, it won't look like that at all. I'm standing there with my trophies and, you know, there's great photos of all sorts of things. But it doesn't show the real stuff. And that's what we have to believe when we are comparing ourselves to others and their success, which makes us feel inadequate and like we are not good enough. So don't do it. Do not do it. Because what happens when we have imposter syndrome? It can take a variety of effects on us, both personally and professionally. It can cause stress and anxiety. If you're constantly not measuring up, you will feel stressed. And we don't want to feel that. We don't want to feel like we're a fraud. We want to feel fabulous. I want you right now, whatever you're doing, driving, walking, at the gym, digging holes, you know who you are, smile. Smile at you. Just give yourself a smile. Even, I dare you to laugh, the positive impact of giggling or laughing is massive. Absolutely massive. I remember when Georgia was younger, and she and I used to practice every day laughing in the mirror for 30 seconds. Just stand in front of the mirror and have a good old laugh. But the positive endorphins that come from that and how that makes you feel is amazing. And maybe that's something we should all do on a regular basis. Maybe I need to do that a bit more myself. The other thing that imposter syndrome can do is lead to you overworking, because that will compensate for your feelings of inadequacy. And you feel like you need to exceed expectations. And that can just lead to burnout. So if you're doing that, have a look at your why. You know, are you feeling stressed? Are you overworking? These can be side effects from you not feeling like you are the person you want to be, like you're faking it, like this isn't really your world. And another thing that you might do, another impact of imposter syndrome, is avoiding new opportunities. You don't step into things. Maybe they're things that you're asked to do, or maybe they are things that you just don't take on. And as I say that, I feel myself. I can definitely feel there's a few things that I need to do and I've been avoiding them. And is it imposter syndrome? Perhaps it is. We can feel self-doubt, which can lead to that feeling of a lack of confidence. And you know, that confidence is just the big driver for us. So we won't make the right decisions and we won't do or take the right actions, because self-doubt is leading us to have less confidence, and it can be absolutely paralyzing. It'll stop us performing like we could. It will lead to difficult relationships, all sorts of things. But failure, we just feel like we're failing. And we also might have that feeling of not wanting to hear feedback. And when that does happen, it's because we know on the inside that we need to believe that we are who we are, and that's okay. So there are a lot of things that imposter syndrome can do to you. None of them are good. So my friend, how can you fix your potential imposter syndrome and Are you willing to do something about it? So many of you pop into my head, you know, the person who wanted to be a coach and now she is, go you. And the person who wanted to be a property developer, you know, and I met with you on Sunday in your property development and we walked through it and took photos together. In fact, I put up a reel the other day of that. Whoa. So many of you doing amazing things, starting a business. I remember I met with a young lady a few years ago now, and I'm really great at startup businesses, getting people excited to do it. And she wanted to start a secondhand clothing business, but she didn't believe that she was good enough. And she had a partner who came from a well-off family, so she didn't think that it was okay. And it was secondhand stuff and people might look down on her. Oh my goodness, she went ahead and did it and it was fantastic. She has gone great guns. I also remember talking to a guy once who's now absolutely smashing it. He did some part-time, or we actually needed a person for a workshop. And it was an online one during COVID. And I needed someone to help me online just to manage the chat room. And I talked to a friend of mine who actually interviewed me on her podcast. I don't know if she's released it yet. In fact, I hope you're listening, my friend, because I don't think I've seen your podcast launch. So you are a very smart lady. I need for you to message me and tell me that you have done this. But anyway, she put me in touch with this young guy and he wanted to start his own business and he wanted to be a counselor. And I said, look, we'll pay you for helping me out on this online event and I'll give you a coaching session, or it might have even been a couple. And I did that and gave him that belief that it was possible for him to do this. Oh my goodness. And he had his own insecurities about why he wasn't good enough to do it. And he would have felt like an imposter. And his mum was the person saying to him, well, I don't think that that's even a job and you can't do that. And I think he was working in sort of some part-time cafe job. He didn't have a lot going on. And now he is just going forth like you would not believe. But he needed that person, that happened to be me, to tell him that A, it was possible, and B, to go do it and to believe that he could. And you remember I say CBA, clarity, believe, action. That belief comes from believing that you can be the future you. And he believed he could be that person and he is that person. And that's what it takes. That is what it takes. You have to believe that this is possible for you and you have to believe that you can do it. And it's not always going to be easy. You know, I'm big on that. But anything worth having is worth it. So anyway, some more takeaways for you to deal with that jolly imposter syndrome. You've got to name it to shame it. That's what you've got to do. Name it to shame it. So when you have that doubt, that voice in your head that's saying, you know, who do you think you are? You just say to yourself, oh, that's my imposter syndrome talking. Crikey, give it a name. Give her a name, or him if you happen to be a male listening. I've noticed there are a few men listening, and good on you. But give her a name, whatever. Give her a terrible name too. Like, I don't know, find the worst name you can think of and give her that name, a name you don't like, or something funny. Because you can just say, these aren't my thoughts, they're her thoughts. Give it its own identity. Name it to shame it. Then, as usual, how many times have I told you to reflect on your past achievements? And whether you're old school and you have a physical folder or you have a digital document or you've typed something up or you've got a box of mementos, I do not care. What I care about is you have that reminder of how freaking amazing you are, because the facts speak for themselves and you, my friend, are amazing. You have done some amazing things. You just forget. You just forget. And seriously, I am my own worst enemy here. I am having a dose of reality right now, as I'm saying that. If I reflect through life, how do you go from 100, close to 100 kilos to standing on a stage bodybuilding and winning? What the heck? That is a massive transformation. But what did I have to do that? Well, one, I had to believe it was possible. I had to believe that I was a bodybuilder. Did I feel like a bodybuilder when I was like that? No. No, I didn't. But you don't just become that person when you reach your level of success. It is a journey. And it is a journey to be enjoyed. And that doesn't matter what you are doing. I don't care what you're doing. Writing a book, developing a property, finding a new relationship, going on a diet, learning how to exercise. It does not matter. It is a journey. and you wake up and tell yourself, I am that person. I am that fit, healthy person today. As usual, I've been up early. I've been to the gym. I'm sitting here in my gym clothes this morning. Activewear, actually, it's called. I'm sitting in my activewear and recording a podcast. Did I used to be a podcaster? No. Often now when people ask me what I do, I say, oh, I'm a podcaster. I'm a podcaster, author, speaker. I can say all of those things. Did I used to be? No. It doesn't matter. You practice them, you are them. Then you need to talk about it and maybe talk about it with somebody you trust that you feel like that. Because often it takes somebody looking into your eyes and saying you can. And I've so been there when I worked with Kate. She's over in the US, Kate McKay. And she was so good for pushing me and encouraging me to see, and she would call it my brilliance. She would tell me, Hillary, you have amazing brilliance and you have to share that with the world. But I see her do that. And I know you listening right now have a brilliance, whatever it is. What is your brilliance that you want to use, to show, to be? You have to work on your brilliance to be the person you want to be. You can do this. But maybe you do need to talk it out. Maybe you do need to get rid of that self-doubt and then think, you know what? Dose of reality. I am her. I am me. Because you are right now redefining who you are or polishing her up. You know, sometimes we have our jewelry and it gets a bit dirty and we polish it up and it looks amazing. That's what you have to think about. Sometimes we just get a little bit scuffed over and we need to, well, that's a bit harsh for those of you who have experienced some bad relationships, but you know what I mean? We just need to polish ourselves up. And then the other thing we must do is practice self-compassion. How often did I tell you that? And everything I have said to you today, it applies to me as well. Be kind to yourself as you would a friend. And my problem with the internet is we hear these things, you know, there's so many signs and just so many times we hear stuff, but we don't take it on board. I want you to take this on board. And I'm telling myself this as well. Be kind to yourself. Practice self-compassion. Speak to yourself with understanding and encouragement, like you were your own coach, perhaps. What if you were to say, I'm just going to pick any name that comes first into my head. Hey, Kirsty, you're amazing. And you've done some amazing things. And you can do this thing. So remember how brilliant you are. Just keep doing it. You're getting there. Taking these actions every day will get you to where you want to go. Now, whether your name's Kirsty, Christy, Tracy, I do not care. Say it to yourself. So I want you to remember that feeling like an imposter at times is just part of the human experience, I suppose. It's part of life. And especially when we're pushing beyond our comfort zone. And we all push beyond that because if we don't, we're settling for mediocre. We have to stretch a wee bit every day to be that person we want to be because if we don't, we won't grow. And often being in that feeling or of being an imposter, it's a signal of, hey, it's time to believe in yourself more. It's time to take a few more actions that will help you become that person that you want to be, that you already are in some way, but you just need a little bit of polishing. So listeners, lovely ladies, as I wrap up this episode, I want you to take a moment to think of that thing that you've accomplished and that's made you proud. Have you got it? Now let that feeling be the light that dims the shadow of doubt that you sometimes have, because you are capable of so much more and you are deserving of everything you want. So thanks for tuning in. As per usual, do me a favor. I would love for you to share my podcast today. Could I ask you to do that? Please share it to one person. And if it's not this episode that's your favorite, then another episode. And say, hey, have a listen, subscribe to this. Even just once a week to have that dose of you got this, girlfriend. I would love for you to do that. I would really appreciate it. And then the other thing I really love for you to do is one, take away some of the takeaways. I gave you a few. Just think, yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that today. And the other is text a friend and tell them how amazing they are. Because you know, if you receive that text, how do you feel? You feel fabulous. So do it for somebody else. And when you feel fabulous, that helps. It helps with our energy. It helps with our whole demeanor. And to know that somebody else is noticing you and somebody else cares about you and somebody else sees that you have a brilliance. So I want you to remember that every expert was once a beginner and the mightiest oak tree started from just a seedling. So keep growing, keep shining, and I would love for you to bounce back better than ever. I hope you have a great week and I will catch you soon. Bye for now.